is RSB in the Update, episode 268, recorded Friday, August 6th, 2010. StarCraft II makes one late. Hello, everybody. We are here this week. Well, slightly more of us are here this week. Chief is here. Chief Snake.
Hola.
Brett Pad. What was that? Turning Spanish or something?
Yeah, something like that. Well, that's how I greet you half the time, so...
Well, okay.
I don't know. I just have a thing for that word.
But it sounded different.
Because it was in my awesome voice.
Oh, right. That voice.
Hola.
Or, yeah, slightly higher and less... Never mind. Let's Dora voice out. Yeah.
King Cole is also here, who was on a month or so ago, I think. I lost count.
Bonsoir, mes amis.
Yay!
That means good evening, my friends.
Yes.
Well done, Shane.
And, of course, Paul, PFK99's Wizzy. The one who got married on RuneScape for one of our RSBNB update contests is here.
That was like this year? No, that was like three years ago. Yeah, never again.
Just be thankful that the contest that we're wrapping up this week does not require you to get married on RuneScape.
Yay! Good for you guys.
Paul, do you think if you married a guy on RuneScape, he'd shut up about it?
I don't think you'd ever hear the end of it.
Well, he did marry a guy.
Yeah. Speaking of which, he's actually getting married. Like, in real life.
Are you going?
I don't know. He didn't invite me.
Oh, okay. I guess not then. Trekkie was also supposed to be here, but he's working his fingers playing StarCraft 2, probably getting up to, who knows what, 200 actions a minute. He said last time we played with him, he was up to 100 actions a minute, so...
We've also worked our own fingers spamming him, so...
Yeah, we tried.
Trying to get him. But we have apparently failed.
Yes. So, this week was the update that everybody's been waiting for.
This is what you're supposed to have contingency plans for, Shane. You're supposed to be able to reach Trekkie if need be.
I know.
You're the one who's meant to be able to send the bombs to his house.
Yeah. Thing is, he's not very forthcoming.
You failed us this
that.
Week.
Well, the thing is, I could if the same thing happened to three of you, one of you guys, I'm sure I could do that. If you wanted me to.
Yeah,
but.
Exactly.
Send
so
a bomb
you
to our house?
Not being able to do it with Trekkie. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. We're not in the business of those kind of assassinations here. So, we're just going to talk about the... Yeah, we, as in RSBNB, you know? Which you guys are all a part of, but... Malik?
Yes.
Treasure
Speak
Trails?
Yourself.
Oh, and then Trekkie comes on MSN. My bad. Totally forgot.
Did he actually?
I wonder about that. We'll bring him in a few minutes if he decides to come. So,
okay.
This treasure trail update. First off, any of you guys done the Elite Clue Scrolls?
No.
Nope.
No.
A resounding
I
no.
Yeah, that's four no's across the board, so we're just going to discuss a bit about what these elite ones are. They're basically an extension on top of the level 3 clue scrolls, which these new ones involve new puzzles, new types of activities you have to do. For instance, one of them, you just receive a compass direction, so it's kind of like Dead Reckoning. If you're facing this way, it'll tell you to go that way. Then if you go too far, you're going to have to go a different way, so... And then when it changes directions, you know, you've crossed one of the paths where it is, so.
So it's kind of like the, whatever that key was?
Yeah, kind of like the hot potato kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, those ones would be interesting, you know, I'd like to do one of those. Because if they could just put that in some random location, it would be completely unguidable, meaning that writing a Treasure Trails guide would have no point, which, you know, a Treasure Trail is a Treasure Trail, so why not have something that's unguidable, just as for a little bit of an extra reward, you know?
Yeah.
Actually make you think for once, you know?
Yeah, that's something that they need to do in that game is take the emphasis off providing things that are just linear and make them more randomized, that kind of thing.
But then they already do have things that are randomized, like the puzzle boxes.
But there's a set solution to each one.
Well, there's not a set solution. I mean, there's a set method of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. I mean, sorry.
But if you want something really random, you could go try Dungeoneering.
Hmm.
I'll take that as a no.
No, I'm not really.
Jeez, you guys, it's not too bad of a mini game once you guys actually get into it.
You called it a mini game.
Well, yeah, the training part is a mini game, but we talked about this back in April, so we're not going to talk about it anymore. Other things you can do at the level 4 ones is you can scan with your comm orb in a specific area that will reveal the next clue. Another one is the Celtic Knot.
Is that Celtic Knot only level 4?
Yes, level 4 only.
All right.
Level 4. Yeah. Okay, Trekkie's on Skype now, so we're going to give this a shot and try and bring him in.
Ring, 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 banana phone.
It just says connecting. Okay, there we go. Now we're ringing.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Oh dear, not this again. I'm betting that he can't hear us.
I bet he's just messing with us.
Oh, you know, this is the same problem we had last time he was on. Oh, good, he hears us. Oh, he's setting up his mic, so we're just going to continue on with this. right. So after...
Yo.
After you get the...
What?
Okay, Trekkie.
Good to have you with us.
What happened? You hear me okay?
Yeah, can hear you.
We hear you.
Okay. My bad. I completely lost track of time.
I told you.
And what were you doing? Were you playing StarCraft 2?
Yeah. I was getting my ass kicked in 2 versus 2.
How can you put getting your ass kicked in StarCraft 2 above doing the show with us, Trekkie?
No, because what happened was that I figured I could kill the other guy in about 30 minutes. I didn't realize that it would end up being a 40-minute game. I was like, shit.
All right. Trekkie, have you got any level 4 clues yet?
Actually, I didn't. I only got a level 3 yesterday from... Iron Dragons. Still have some to slay left, so I may do those later.
Alright. So we already talked about the new types of clues that make up a level 4 being like the scan, the compass, and which was the other one? I forget.
The knot.
Oh yes, the Celtic Knot. Right. Okay. So after that comes the monsters that these are dropped by, and Trekkie, you said you're doing the you were doing your metal dragons or your iron dragons, and it just so happens that metal dragons are one of the monsters that do drop the level 4 clue scroll.
Okay.
So there's a potential you could get one, but with that being said, they also drop the level 3 ones, which I'm sure.
Yeah,
you know,
I figured that one out. So I figured they've dropped both of them.
Yes. Yeah, so the thing with this is that if you go and you see, they're supposedly a more rare drop than a regular clue scroll, which...
It's not too, you know, odd, but you kind of would think that there'd be one... Or do any creatures just drop level 4s?
Yes, they do. Those are the creatures like Bork, the Skeletal... or not Skeletal Wyvern, what am I thinking of? Skeletal Whore, the Calphite Queen,
I think the
KDB...
I believe the Wyvern does drop it as well.
Okay.
It drops level 3 and level 4.
Okay. Other ones include anything in the God Wars dungeon, be it like the big boss or their generals. So Bando's general or his minions, those also drop them. What else? I forget.
There's a list.
I believe a King Black Dragon would drop them as well.
Yeah, the King Black Dragon.
A Hellfight Queen drops them.
Yeah.
Right. Forgot about that.
What else? Yeah, I had a list earlier, but I can't seem to find it now. So, anyways, should we talk about some of the new rewards, maybe?
Well, sure. Yeah, the rewards are the fun part, so.
You think so? You like your biscuits?
To a degree. That was a level one.
How many biscuits did you get?
5.
Oh, that's biscuits? Good.
I hit the jackpot.
And it was, what was it, 5 biscuits and a water towel?
Or rather, the biscuit tin. They apparently heal health, according to you. I mean, Shane's the only one who told me this. I don't know if it's a fact.
You're supposed to heal health, prayer, and
one prayer point.
It's a, yeah.
So
yeah.
One biscuit will heal one prayer point.
Better than nothing, I guess.
Other rewards introduced this week are... the Zaros, Armadale, and Bandos God Books.
Really? They have those there?
Yeah, they do.
It's not very impressive. Don't get excited.
No, they're not very impressive. We also got teleport scrolls to various locations, including the Bandit Camp, the Lumberyard, Miscellany, and Narda, the Phoenix Lair, and Tybo Wani.
Wani. That's quite handy, actually. I mean, if the only problem would be collecting those, because, I mean, they wouldn't be that common, would they?
Yeah, that's right.
You get a few at a time, but
they're tradable, really, right?
Continuously use them for farming runs and things.
That's good.
You know, another thing is that they'd stack up over time, just like sweets stack up, you know?
Yeah, they would. Well, I don't collect sweets. I just sell them.
Oh, you don't?
But,
They're like 3K each. Might as well sell them.
Yeah.
They are. Really? I didn't know they were.
They're very expensive. People bring them to fight caves and whatnot. It's not very worth it, in my opinion.
No, because, you don't even need them in fight caves. I mean, I can't really talk because I've never beat the fight caves. But, but no, seriously. When I did it, I used to get up to Jed, and, I mean, no need for them whatsoever. But
further than I've ever tried to get. I just wanted to get my level 3... those Karam Jaw gloves things.
I remember. So
I had to beat the first 360 or something like that. So I got up there, killed that one, then like killed 2 or 3 more, and I ran out of food. So I was like, I'm done.
That was the first time I ever tried it as well. So
okay,
triple suits are 2.5K, by the way. Just throwing that.
Another
in there.
Thing we got are the meerkats and the fetch casket pouches.
They look decent.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Is this what a meerkat looks like in real life?
Yes-ish, I think.
Timon from the Lion King.
It looks like a cross between a cat and a monkey.
Okay. I mean, hang on.
Another thing that these meerkats can do is they have options to get the coordinates of your current location and dig at that place. So basically you don't need your clue scroll hunting gear anymore. But with the pouch, you can forego fighting a Ceridoman wizard or a Zamorak wizard or the new Guthix wizard using this thing, and it will just grab the casket for you.
Yep, it'll dig, bring it to you, and don't.
That seems kind of overpowered, in my opinion.
Well,
I mean,
if
you would usually get it... I mean, because... They used to be the only things that were actually dangerous in Treasure Trails.
Yeah,
I don't know if they still are.
Well, if you have to go to the wilderness, there's always the chance of the revenants. But, I mean, other than that, that was the only
real... I haven't really had a... that's right. I haven't really had a problem with revenants in a long time. But
I did. I got killed by one. Well,
yeah,
3, actually.
Last time I did a clue, I got killed by one.
Weak.
I teleported from the Ardonia teleport. The second I got there, I load up. I got 3 revenants coming at me with enough magic spells to knock out you 10 times fast, fool.
Did you have a Frenema bracelet, Forensynthi? The
blue one?
It's the diamond one.
Ring of Life?
No, it's a bracelet. It lets you negate teleblock for a teleport.
No, I didn't have that one on.
It's very helpful.
It didn't help that it completely froze me as well, so I couldn't even get to the thing. And by the time I couldn't move, I died already. So it was okay. So I had to get all my stuff back. Not fun.
Yeah, so that's why the pouch would be good for you. You know, I think I'd take the pouch too if I was considering myself, because you know I'm the kind of person who I would rather spend that little bit of extra and just do it the easy way rather than having to fight the thing and carry all the shovels and whatnot, you know. So other rewards though include heraldic plate bodies and plate skirts and plate legs.
Yawn.
Do the heraldic stuff, does that go over to free to play then?
Because
that's the only way those things are going to sell. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, that's good.
They still have those god awful helmets, though.
Helmets look like buckets. Helmets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're buckets with paint on the side and a hole.
Why? Because they have the same stats as the full helms, just regular full helms.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so the gilded and every other ones, they just look better.
Black, adamant, and rune. I got rune heraldic plate body H4, which I sold for 630k on the day of release because, you know, I didn't want to hold on.
Yeah, they're just going to go straight down, in my opinion.
Yeah, once they get out
well,
there.
Well, apart from the initial.
They'll spike
on. Oh my god, I bought a new item. So. Let's buy.
Oh my god, I bought something new. It looks like crap, so.
The only time I'd wear a heraldic plate body is if I had a plate body in real life and painted on it.
Wow, I would not wear that.
Well, I'd wear
if you do wear that, Shane, I'm staying away from you, far, far away.
Yeah.
Well, you can wear your Star Trek thing.
Nah.
Nah.
Hey, actually, for me though, I saved a level 3 clue that I have for almost an entire year until Shane told me that they're going to release an update. So what I did was I did half of it before the update to save time. Mostly just
that is
to save
really
time.
Smart.
And that so is. And what'd you get from it?
I got the Armadale Mitre.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. How much did that sell for?
I'm waiting for price to go up just a tiny bit more.
What were they at?
Do you know what
it is? Right now it's 334K. Current. I don't know. I think by the end of the week it'll drop down. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just like all the other clue scroll items that are not stupidly rare, they will. But there are new animal masks with this.
Yep.
Those are great for Christmas. You can become the devil himself. Or dress up like Shane on a bad hair day.
No.
Okay.
These masks include the fox, the white unicorn, the green dragon, the blue dragon, the red dragon for level 3. And going up to elite level 4, they include the black dragon, the bronze dragon, the iron dragon, the steel dragon, the mithril dragon, and the frost dragon.
Right.
Then, of course, there's another set of third age druidic gear, which is basically third age armor. Then there's three new sets of god armor for Armadale, Bandos, and Zaros. Then same thing for the same Dragonhide kind of stuff, Armadale, Bandos, and Zaros.
Why is it that there is such a massive price difference between the
Zaros and anything else?
Oh, actually, I had
an ancient. Yeah,
I hadn't noticed that. I hadn't really looked at prices, but I just I'm just looking up Armadale now, for example. Why is it that the Armadale chaps are 210k, the coif is 300k, and yet the Armadale body is 3.2 mil?
Huh.
It's for the what do you call it? The Governor's Dungeon. Like if you can get the cheapest thing possible, which is usually the coif or the Vambrances. Or I guess I don't know. The top is the most expensive, usually in all sets. But at least that's what I'm thinking. because then you can swap out for better gear for other
but
places.
It's 3 mil more than the chaps. It's,
well, if you're an Armadale follower, you're gonna want that.
That is, oh,
if you're an Armadale follower, you're just gonna want the whole ranging set, not the
the whole shebang.
Yeah. And that's the vent braces right now, are 1.1 mil.
Ouch.
Oh, well, wow. Not that I really care. Oh, well, what's that? Yeah, I spelled that wrong.
Then, of course, there's ornament kits, which basically just deck out pieces of armor like the Dragon Full Helmet, the Plate Body, the Skirt, the Square Shield, and the Fury Amulet. Saradomin, Guthix, and Zamorak bows. Okay. Why? I don't know.
They apparently, they've got special attacks, and then, but yeah, no, doesn't really...
Oh, yeah. The Guthix one, balance shot that deals 1.5 times damage when activated and heals the amount of damage that would have been done before the 1.5 times multiplier.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. Does anybody else feel that this update, specifically the rewards, was kind of just a copying, pasting former rewards?
In a way.
Well, I also think that
tweaking them slightly.
I'm also thinking they added these in because over the course of past couple of years, they've introduced a lot of new gods. So I guess they're also trying to fill it in.
Yeah, that could be it too.
I kind of don't understand though why Armadil and Bandos, and it is Bandos, isn't it? Which is the other main one? Yeah,
Ancient Zaros?
And Ancient Zaros. Why is it that they now are higher up on the chain than Saradomin and Zamorak and Guthix? Aren't they supposed to be the top three?
Well, actually, no. Technically, Bandos, Armadale, and Ancient Zaros, they used to be Saradomin, Zamorak, and Guthix boss until those three did some cookie-looky thing with goblins and humans and kind of overthrow them.
And how do you know this?
I actually read the stuff as I'm doing the quest.
Oh, okay.
Well, except for one small favor, that thing was such a pain in the ass.
Okay, I'm just going to say we're moving on now, because there's really not much else to say with the Clue Scroll update.
Hooray!
All right.
Next up, extra bank space, 10 slots, and then another 10 slots if you have entered your email address.
Did you, Shane?
Yes, I did. So, meaning free players now have 78 and members have 516.
I think I've done that.
516.
How did it go up to 500? Oh, did we get 10 for free to play before. And 10 for
Yes. Okay. There you go.
I get it.
Yeah, it just basically added to free to play, so you probably didn't notice a huge difference on the member side. So, I didn't get anything.
I would, because I'm actually running out of space.
Me too. Yeah, other things this week, demo mode removed. Not that anyone cares about that. Older clues and puzzles require...
They removed demo mode. Didn't they only introduce that, like, a month or so ago.
But
oh, it's so weird on things like that.
I guess they don't want to give out free membership anymore.
Well, I'm also thinking they probably wasn't seeing a lot of people using it. Either they made it free-to-play and went straight into it, or they didn't, and, well... Probably just stay with it. Either
the
you
reason I used it was to see the voices in the tutorial.
The voices were horrible.
Well, I thought they were good.
They're all right.
But they seem so monotone. It was like, I can read faster than you can talk.
Yeah, there is that. Anyway.
Older
we have to talk
to puzzles.
Like the 13-year-olds that can't read.
Yeah.
I could read when I was
13. Yeah, it might be good for those quick chat worlds. Anyway, what else is there? Older clues and puzzles.
Requiring specific items or combinations of items have been substituted for more suitable ones. Okay. You can now have multiple parts of the dwarf cannon, but you can only set up one cannon. And construction shattered heart rocks are now available from anywhere you get construction XP. So
that's actually a really good change.
That's good.
before you basically just sat down and kind of order your butler around to do nothing and just wait for hours.
Yeah. that multiple parts of the dwarf cannon, that how long have you not been able to have multiple parts of the dwarf cannon for?
I think
no one ever bought more than one cannon, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would
I? Yeah, but it's just weird. Oh, well, okay. It's a good change.
Players gallery number 10.
Fun.
This is number 10 when it really should be a lot higher. But anyways. You know, and they put links to the full-sized ones this month, so that's good.
Some of them actually look quite good.
Yeah, does anybody have any favorites?
I like the Abyssal Armor design. That seems something you would wear if you were a follower of Saros or Zemarok.
I like the Desert Traveler one. Or the Traveler. Yeah, that one. That's my favorite.
Wow.
Oh, that's it your looks favorite.
Like, it actually looks like some a character from Avatar.
The cartoon, very anime-ish.
Yeah, they are.
They are quite well drawn, some of them.
Yeah. Well, I will give them that. I'm just saying they're anime.
Oops.
Wow, there are big full-size versions as well. Or at least
I kind of like the Abyssal favorites? Armor, but
yeah.
Would you buy that, Shane? If it actually came out.
Which one?
Abyssal armor, and it was better than Bandos.
No, I wouldn't buy that one.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't see. I don't see the point to that. Like, why have something called a Abyssal armor?
Because you sound elite.
No, I don't. I just don't see the point to it.
Well, it would depend on what its stats were, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that too. But you got to wonder, what would they be able to do? Seeing as it would be level 70, because the whip is at 70 right now, right? So,
I'm worrying about the Abyssal armor. The male has like a full bodysuit, and then the female has like chinks here and there. It wouldn't be very, you know, protective,
oh, yeah, you're
I
right.
think. You know? Like,
so, moral of the story, sucks to be a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in games, you'll always have more revealing clothing.
Exactly.
More what clothing?
Revealing.
Oh, yeah. I don't agree with that.
You'd be surprised what people... Actually, I've met a lot of guys make female characters in Guild Wars. And more or less, their reasons are the same thing. If I'm looking at the ass of somebody, I must look at something that's nice.
Okay. That's good. Tracking. That's good. We're going to move on now.
It's the truth.
Oh, you're not the one that likes to do that?
No, my characters are always male, unless I have to be a female.
Okay, good. That's good. That's good, then.
Dutch Summer Vince.
Yeah, I figured I'd put this in here if we have any Dutch listeners out there. If you're out there, let us know. But just bang them off quickly, Chief.
What am I banging off here?
The events.
Where are the events?
They're linked.
Zomba Festival. No, you linked me to the news post, and there's nothing actually in there.
Yeah, there is.
And I can't read this thing because it's in Dutch.
Het.
Okay, here.
Events. Zomba Festival 2010, Sunday, August 8th to the 14th.
Yeah, but that doesn't say what it is.
Well, no, it doesn't, but people can go look it up in the Dutch forum.
Okay, do that, because we're not really Dutch.
And then Dutch JX Mod, Mod Max W, and Mod Devo will be awarding Zomer tokens to players for attending events, winning mini competitions, or completing special achievements. We have some awesome prizes for those that manage to collect the most Zomer tokens, of course. They'll also be there simply to join in the fun. So you can find more about those on the news post about Dutch summer events. Also, Jagex is reminding us about their video competition for the Golden Gnome Awards. They say they highlight what the possible chances to what the possible rewards are if you win, and what kind of videos they want. So check that out if you're any way interested in making videos. And instead of a development blog this week, there's also a development video on the Void Knight Quest series. Did any of you guys watch this?
I was forced to.
You were forced to? Why?
Well, I wouldn't do it of my own accord.
I didn't force you to watch it.
No, you didn't force it to. You just sent it to me, and I happened to watch it. Because I watch most of the things Shane sent me. Even if they're Star Trek, I pretty much have no say in the matter. But
where?
Never mind. I watched it.
I don't know. What do you mean? Some of us were...
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, it was an interesting video, but I thought some of the developers were kind of geeky.
They look scared.
I mean, not that that's a bad thing, because they should be geeky. I would be worried if the developers were like jocks. But,
oh God!
yeah, God help us. But no, they were pretty good at speaking and stuff. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't
have. Blog did developers.
I'm Mod Nancy. I'm a RuneScape developer, and I made the first quest in the Void Knight series, Quiet Before the Swarm.
Congratulations.
The Void Knight series of quests is about delving into the history of the Void Knights and them as a people. We look at their ongoing battle with the pests and help them overcome their greatest fears. Most of the first quest centers on puzzles because I felt puzzles were a great metaphor for our memories and emotions. Our emotions quite often get tangled up in our memories and make them very difficult to understand, especially after a traumatic event. So in the first quest, we focus.
That's right. So you guys can watch the rest of that later. So it provides some insight, I think, into where they're going with it, and the fact that they do have an end in sight for this one, which is good compared to other quests that haven't been wrapped up yet. So
That is good. I will give them that. Even though they introduced this whole new quest line, it is good that they are at least wrapping it up at the same time.
Yeah,
so. To be honest. I was playing way back when RuneScape Classic was the norm, and I remember doing the Biohazard Questline series back then. It's been, 8-9 years? They still haven't finished that, and I'm still waiting to get into the Elf City. Come on, Jagex, let's go, okay? I want to finish it before, 2012. Come on.
Before we go to university.
Can't do it after, yeah.
At least for me. But.
All right.
Anyways, poll, triumvirate, feedback. You guys voted in this, I hope?
Pass.
Just did it now.
Maybe?
Okay, so me and Carla will take the poll then. I'll take question one. Before the poll, have you heard of the triumvirate community game? 51% say yes and 49% say no. That's interesting results in that. Half the people voting in this had no idea that it existed. So let's continue on with the next part. Kala?
Before this poll, had you visited the Triumvirate forums to read about the Triumvirate? Nope is 41%. Triumvirate what now? Weird face is 31%. And yep is 27%. So roughly one out of four people have only, read up about it, which is... should tell them a lot.
Yeah. Where did you first hear about the Triumvirate, if at all? 50% say the front page news post. 39% hadn't heard it before, and 4% browsing on the forums. The rest are 1% or 0%.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is a RuneScape fan site? Because that's what I would vote.
132 votes.
Oh, wow.
That's what I voted.
Me too.
I said front page, I think, but I guess it. Whatever.
Question four: how many triumvirate events have you been to, if any? 47% say none. 45% I'm not involved in the triumvirate. So we're already at 92%.
That's 92.
Isn't that the same question, though? I mean, if you haven't been to, if you're not involved in the triumvirate, you haven't been to any.
No, actually, right. Some people join them just to say, I'm joining someone's up, but I just haven't done any of the stuff. It's like joining a clan and say, I'm part of this clan, but you never do anything with the clan.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And only 202 people have attended more than six. So once again, we are have relatively low attendance on these. Cola, next one.
How frequently do you think the Triumvirate Challenges events should occur? 55% say, I don't know. 14% say once a month, 13% once a week, 10% say once every 2 weeks, and 8% say more than twice a week. So,
I don't think there have been any challenges or events.
Well, no, there were, but they posted them, and obviously because we haven't been there yet, so.
Yeah. There's no actual reward at all.
No, there's not.
That's probably why.
Okay, it's something bigger than a clan to belong to.
Needs rules. Yeah.
And so they do need rewards.
Yeah, but even clans have some type of reward system. Like you can move up in rank or something.
Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should make it so you attend 15 RSBNB events and you get to be an events crew member.
There'd be a lot of events crew members.
That'd be potentially dangerous.
Yeah, it would be. So, yeah. No, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Oh, Shane, you broke everybody's heart.
You can still apply when the applications come open, which may be at some point. I don't know. We've got a lot of people right now, so.
Yeah. And they're behaving for the most part, so that's good. Right, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Good answer.
Question 6, Cola.
Oh, what kind of in-game activity would you enjoy in future challenges or events? Select all that apply. 37% say team versus team combat. I think I chose that as well. 28% say team versus team skilling. 27% say parties and gatherings. 25% say puzzle-based challenges. Another 25% say friendly challenges between factions. 23% say free-for-all combat. 21% one-on-one combat. 21% solo skilling for my faction. 21% none of the above. And 16% say friendly challenges within my own faction.
That one I chose.
So I think people actually voted in that one because that's just what they want to do, not necessarily... Yes. To do with the Triumvirate.
Yeah, there was a I don't participate option. I just said other because, or none of the options given because.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
that was me too. Okay, and finally the last question. This is a funny one. Now that you've given us some feedback, what are your feelings towards Triumvirate involvement? 38% say, sorry, I just don't get this Triumvirate thing. I just don't get it. I don't get it. 32%, I wasn't involved before, but I'm interested now. Okay. 20%, I wasn't involved before, and I'm still not interested. I'm afraid I said that. 7% only, I was involved before, and I'm going to keep going on with the ponage. And 3%, I was involved before, but I'm not sure if I want to continue.
I think one of the...
These 7 questions have just totally ticked me off, and I'm not going to do this Triumvirate thing anymore.
Well, I think what happens is that there's really no real leadership within these, and the problem is that people are just coming into the area like, okay, what do we do? I don't know. What do we do? I don't know. I guess we go kill. Okay. And basically they get owned by, you know, a clan that actually does this, you know, as part of their daily activity. Like, they're like, dude, what the hell's going on? We're not winning. We're not losing. Well, we're losing very badly. So I'm guessing most people just will be like, there's no organization in it. They really need to organize it better. Maybe get some Jagex mods and more player mods into get things together and figure out how to take this a step further.
Okay, but yeah, what's really the point in this? What's the point? You know, like, why would somebody want to go do this if they've already got A, friends, or B, a clan, or C, spending time with themselves, you know?
But then again, not everybody joins the clan. They are members. I forgot how many people are playing RuneScape, but also remember, not everybody has a clan. Just saying like, hey, I'm part of this, just adds, gives them a sense of belonging.
Makes me wonder if they're trying to destabilize the clan world with this, but just failed miserably because clans are just better organized.
You know, that could be true. It could be their own kind of anti-clan movement.
Because that just seems to be Jagex's way of doing things, you know, trying to mess something up and then just not doing very well at it. you know.
You know what? I think they should do is take everybody to a PvP world and just start owning either completely dominating the entire RuneScape world or get crushed and destroyed miserably.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, you know, I don't know. Let's do a little RSBNB update poll here. If you're interested in the triumvirate or you're participating in it, send me a private message on the forums. If you have no interest in it whatsoever, send a message to Chief Snake.
Oh, Chief.
Sorry, Chief. Oh, no, my inbox is going to get spammed.
Okay, reverse that. If you're not involved in one, send me a message. If you are, send him one.
Okay, if you want. But you're the one who gets most messages anyway, Shane, so you probably
better...
You know,
I haven't got that many. I only got one today.
Okay, if you
and
want.
And three yesterday, and one was from Southern, so that doesn't count. Anyways.
He's not a person, don't worry.
So that's it for the RuneScape updates, clue scrolls, more bank space, demo mode removed, and revealing clothing in the player's gallery. So that's that. We're going to move on to questions now.
As always, the best update is more bank space.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was highly coveting that bank space, you know? So... Anyways, we've got three audio questions this week. The first one is from Earth, and there is a Rickroll warning in this question, so plug your ears in about 20 seconds.
Hello, everyone. This week, my question is for Shane. Shane, why are you so love-shy? Why do you show no interest in the perplexing creatures we call women? Hell, you don't even show brotherly love. Just hurting yourself. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Shane, I think you know what you need to do. Get out there and find the one you love.
Find the fattest white chick you can find in Canada. Because she will stay with you for a long, long, long time. And it might help cure your claustrophobia.
What? Claustrophobic? Where do you get that from?
And from something that posted on RuneWire years ago.
What am I even supposed to answer in this question? I'm really not that sure.
Why are you the way you are regarding relationships with women?
Okay. Right.
I think that's what he was asking.
Okay, I get it. Well, the reason for that is two reasons, actually. I don't particularly like the idea of being bound by someone else. That's reason one. And reason two is I don't find the idea of a relationship appealing if it's not going to be something permanent, you know? So if the way I see it is if you're not planning on getting married or looking for that kind of long-term commitment, I don't see why a person should be looking for a relationship.
So one night stands, they find the one, and then hitched.
What? Say again, Paul?
So it's one night stands till you find the one, and then it's hitched.
I don't think Shane knows what a one night stand is.
No, I think it's actually going to be where he marries the first girl that he really starts to like, and it might not be the right one, you know?
Fat chick.
Okay. I said what I wanted to say on this subject. I think I made my point clear, is that it basically comes down to being bound, and I don't see the point to a relationship unless you're looking for something permanent. That's all.
So the question is, do you like being bound?
No, I don't.
Okay, moving on to the next audio question, Shane.
From Jedenster 1.
Hey guys, I was just wondering what the most used program on your computer is, other than your internet browser. Thank you for answering my question, and good luck on the show. From Jedenster 1.
Chief, you can go first with this one since you looked yours up earlier.
Oh, sorry, what was the question? I was too busy finding this thing on Riddle.
Most used programs.
Oh, most used. Yep. I'm totally prepared. Well, according to my Wikipedia, I've used Firefox for 1,223 hours, which doesn't count, obviously. Windows Live Messenger for 473 hours. Fantastic life I have. And Photoshop is next at 86 hours. Then Dreamweaver at 81 hours. Windows Explorer, 54 hours. Team Fortress 2 for 19 hours. And then some other random ones below that. What I've used in the background... No, it's all quite inaccurate because I haven't used Wakoopa in some time. And it's still got all my old stuff that I used to use on there. Like Winamp, which I don't use anymore, is still top of the background stuff.
Okay.
Songbird has 560 hours in the background. That's going quite strong. But no, it's pretty out of date at the moment.
I got mine here. It's like you, Windows Live Messenger, Chrome, Firefox doesn't count. Then we go down, we got Finder for 246 hours. Then TweetDeck, that's a background again. Then VMware. Then the first one I'd really call as a application that I use that would be real is Terminal, which makes sense. You know, Terminal is practically always open when I'm at the computer. So, yeah, that's my most used application.
Yeah, that's good.
Paul?
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about it before. The most used application besides the browsers that's not always in the background is probably a program called Digsby. And I've got all my Messenger clients in there except for Windows Live Messenger. And I can check my email and Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. So it's usually open.
Okay. Kala?
I'm really not sure, other than Firefox, which is almost always open. I'd say actually Steam or iTunes. They're almost always open as well. And I almost always use them, too. Sometimes at the same time. So
that's good. That's good you're an iTunes boy. These two here are too
iTunes is horrible.
To use them.
It is horrible, but it's just how I use them. I'm not... I can't be bothered to, you know, change everything around. I've got so much in my library, so... There we are. But I'm not really sure how much I use. That looks like a cool program. I should use that.
Yeah, it was my pick a long time ago. So you just get Wakoopa. Yeah. Okay. Trekkie?
Honestly, I do not know.
StarCraft 2?
Nah, it just came out. There's no way. I'm not that crazy with it right now. I just opened up Steam just to take a look. And for Empire Total War, I played for 146 hours since I bought it.
Nice.
I'm guessing my top three will probably be Firefox, probably MSN Messenger, and maybe TeamSpeak. Maybe.
Okay.
High five for Empire Total War.
Well, for Left 4 Dead 2, I got 82 hours. Alien Swarm I got for 7, and Portal I got for 4. Napoleon Total War I got 5. That's pretty much it.
340 for TF2.
That's my cousin Emily. She's inside messing around.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
you are.
So that's it for that one. We're going to move on to the last audio question now from Defy All Odds.
Dearest hosts of RSB&B, Defy All Odds here as always. My question this week is, what is the most frustrating thing for you on RuneScape? Whether it be with the players, whether it be with the content, whether it be with capes, whether it be with hats, whether it be with quests, or whether it be with some boots. What is the most frustrating thing for you in this game? Oh, by the way, for last week's question, I knew you guys would try to say something about farming in one way or another, but I just thought, hey, maybe this week they'll actually think about that and not say farming. But, oh well. As always, Defy All Odds out.
Alrighty. So, the most difficult thing for me is definitely going to have to be the lag that you get waiting for the server responses, i.e. banking, or just moving from map square to map square. Chief?
Yeah, it can be pretty annoying.
Yeah, I sort of agree with you. All of the lag, I mean, it's, most of it is just inevitable because it's a, it's Java in a browser. So, I don't know. But yeah, I agree.
Okay. Paul?
Yeah, the lag at random intervals, just like not doing anything, all of a sudden, lag, nothing. Ketchup.
Ketchup?
Well, not tomatoes, but yes. Yeah.
On a personal level, I still hate agility because that skill is just a pain in my butt.
It's a good skill.
I know, but then it takes for it's a pain in the ass, okay? Literally. And but on a more RuneScape program level, I think one of my most pet peeves is that this is lack of real any teamwork unless you actually join a clan. Like you look at Castle Wars, Soul Wars, those types of combat areas. There's really no law and structure there. It's just all right, but run in there, it gets killed.
And, yeah, you know, I agree with that one too.
Dungeoneering. Look at Dungeoneering is a perfect example. Unless you actually have a team that will actually, someone has to lead, someone really has to tell people what to do, how to do it, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right, Tracky. Hey, that's right. Especially when you run into the boss room when Mike and I aren't ready yet.
Actually, I did that on accident because I was lagging really bad. It was not because I ran it there thinking that I could kill it. It's just because I lagged up. I was like, hell.
Okay. Kala, I'm assuming you might have something from past time, but if you don't, that's okay.
Well, I think I'll say, leg, but just to be different, I'll say combat damage. I hate how random. I hate how random it is. You know, how it'll just give you 0, 0, 0, 0. You know, 99. You know, 0, 0. And even though you have like the best equipment on, it takes no skill whatsoever for combat damage, and it's really, really annoying. That's what I find.
That's why.
That's really annoying.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm not getting 99 defense. That's why I'm not getting 99 strength.
That's why you're not getting 99 Slayer.
No, I'm not getting 99 Slayer. What would be the point in that? Ice Strike, Worms, and Dark Beast? It's not really that good.
Nice.
But I mean, I love combat to death, but combat damage is really annoying. I'd say even more so than lag, because I don't even experience that much lag.
Oh, you should be playing back in RuneScape Classic. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. I'm glad they fixed that up somewhat.
RuneScape Classic is classic. Just let it be.
Well, for those who came to newer, back in RuneScape Classic, you can get, when you enter a combat, you have to go for 3 rounds. You cannot leave for exactly 3 rounds. And basically what a lot of people do is that they hit like really high number for first two hit and hit a 0 at the end. So it'd be like 24, 25, 0, no! And the guy runs away. You can't chase him anymore. That happened a lot to my friend when he was trying to PK people in the wild.
Well, you know, I guess that's good. I think we got pretty much everything covered in this one. I'm not sure what else there could be that's annoying, but if you have something
graphics.
Annoying, post. Well, all the graphics are fine now.
They're getting better always.
Mining.
Yeah. Okay, mining. Do we have anything else posted in the topic for this episode?
Any skill
besides
farming?
Thank you to File Odds. No, Herblore is good. So is Fire Making. I like getting 99 Fire Making.
Ooh.
Farming.
And that was going to come up.
Shane, okey I order dokey. You to kick him from this conversation.
Insta-ban.
I'm going to get Paul to take the next question.
Oh, I should actually have it open. Hello, hosts. Yes. Hello, hosts. I would like to know if you bother with stealing creation items. If you do, what skills you use them on? I know there are people that consider them to be a waste of time because you spend time getting them. The time you spend getting them is more than the time you would save, but I still use them a lot. Also, how do you think the Ring of Vigor, announced at August's BTS, will operate? It will be hard for Jagex to get a good balance between being good enough to be used over other rings, but not too powerful. Maybe there'll be a limitation on when and where you could use the ring. Thanks for reading, folks.
You know, I really don't like the Stealing Creation minigame, but I think at the end of the day, it is worth it to use the Stealing Creation items, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Stealing Creation items, yay or nay?
Well, if you plan well, I'm sure it would actually help out somewhat. But I think it also gives you the chance of doing something else other than training that skill and then not really lose much time, you know? I mean, you know what I mean? You can go back to it and you won't have lost that much.
But the question, I don't know, I never work the numbers out, but if you take a certain skill and the amount of time you spend getting the Stealing Creation hammers, is it worth it to just spend the extra money rather than spending that time?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Like, it depends how easily you can make the money, probably.
Yeah, I guess, eh?
I mean, people with 99 runecrafting. But then you also have to factor in how boring it's going to be.
yeah, that too.
And whether you like Stealing Creation or not.
Yeah. I mean, I hate Stealing. Well, I don't hate it, but I mean, I couldn't play it that many times that you would need.
Yeah. So I think we're all in the same boat on this one then. Okay. Ring of Vigor, any thoughts?
What is the Ring of Vigor? I'm unsure on that one.
It is a Dungeoneering reward that is coming out this month.
Oh, Dungeoneering reward,
and
not something.
With that, it will reduce the cost that a special attack takes. So if something takes, I don't know, I'm just making this up, but if something takes 100% special attack, maybe take only 80% instead. So
I don't really see that being used very much.
Could be maybe, good, but I mean, it's just a ring, and
a ring is a valuable spot.
Well, yeah, I don't. Yeah, but like he says, yeah, I don't know if it would be good enough for it to be used for other rings.
Well, then again,
I don't see
also
myself using it.
Well, also one other thing: consider the Dragon Claws. If you have that ring, you may use it 5 times instead of 4 times. Like,
yeah,
that is extra damage.
I mean, for things like that, yeah. Good point.
But special things like the Abyssal Whip, which the special is pretty much useless anyway. There's really no point in using that when you're using the whip anyway. So it just depends on the weapon.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with that as well.
Yep.
Are we done with that one, or anybody else have anything?
Nope.
Sounds good.
Okay, call the next one, please.
Hello, hosts. I've been listening to the podcast for almost 2 years now, and I've finally gotten around to asking a question. Firstly, how often do you play mini games in RuneScape? And if you had to stop playing RuneScape forever, would you find another MMORPG such as World of Warcraft? Thanks and love the podcast. Smiley face. This is from Asian Turtle, a.k.a. Chris. But we'll call you Asian Turtle because there's a lot of Chris's already around.
Yeah.
All right, Shane, you go first.
I don't play mini games unless they're at an event.
Yep, same here.
That's about right, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I played Soul Wars for quite a bit. Got me to 80 prayer. I enjoy it.
Oh, okay. From what? And how fast was that for prayer?
I wouldn't say it was fast, but then it was a lot better than burying a couple of thousand bones.
Considering how much you could spend.
I did have fun. You know, I went with some of my friends in there, and we kicked butt. There were 5 of us with ancient spells that we basically froze the entire team before they can even get to the center. That was fun. That was great. I love that.
Okay. Kala?
No,
it's never.
Well, when I was a member, I didn't play any mini games because there's just too much to do, right? But even when I was free to play, I did play Fist of Guthix somewhat for the rewards, and that was it, right? So,
well, yeah, yeah, I
not very much. I mean,
I was free to play when that came out. So.
Well, you either play mini games because you like it, or you play them because you want something good out of it, like rewards or, you know. So,
yeah.
Let's see.
And if you had to stop playing RS, would you find another MMORPG? No.
Shane already did.
Well, yeah, I did Star Trek Online, but it's so one-dimensional compared to RuneScape.
Oh, and you've been trying to get me to play that game how long now?
But you're a Trekkie. You should play it.
No. It's against my principle.
We'll save that for later, but Paul, Culla, Chief?
No. No, wouldn't move on.
I'd probably just go to a different genre, you know? I don't think I'd want myself to get sucked into another MMORPG, to be honest. Or another single game, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah. Better to play something like a first-person shooter or something that doesn't suck you into it. That's right.
Like StarCraft.
I don't think Paul will ever play StarCraft 2 or 3.
That is correct, sir.
Although he may enjoy the map setting games.
I'm not a big RTS type guy.
You don't have to play RTS for StarCraft, you know.
Really? How do you not play How do you not play RTS if it's...
Hey, the other day, me and my friend were playing a Left 4 Dead 2 on StarCraft 2.
Oh, for money?
No, just for fun. Just for fun. It was actually a pretty decent game. We died at the end because one of them left and we all got killed by a tanker.
Trekkie, you can tell us more about that later, but I think right now we're going to move on to the next question. So... Mm-hmm. Hey, Guy, since it's been several months later, what are your opinions on the name change system? Also, Shane, what is your favorite sub-quest line? Not Mystery of the Majorat. I recently completed the last two of my rec quests and really enjoyed the story. Thanks for taking the time to answer my question, DogLover36/LuckyFin in-game. So, name change system... I think I know what most of you guys' answers are here, and the answer is...
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I'm still getting confused with people on my friends list. It would have been so much simpler if they'd just kept it without the name change system. So,
to be honest, for me, I thought about changing my name, but then again, I'm like, I don't want people stealing my name that I have right now.
Yeah, that's the same for me, too.
You never know.
You got a really easy to remember name. J1, J2, J3.
Yeah, well, one time you actually split their... Well, and thanks for giving everybody my RuneScape account name right then and there.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Paul is SilverWiz9. King Culla is King Culla, and Chief Snake is Chief Snake with two spaces.
Indeed.
Unique. I like to think of it.
So we're all in the same boat that it was something that shouldn't have been done then?
I don't think so. I mean, some of us, I know some of my, on my friends list, they changed their name because the names that they had before, that they wanted was taken by someone else. I guess whoever got quit or banned or changed their name to something, so they took it.
Go ahead.
I think they should put more restrictions on how often you can change your name.
Yeah, I hate too. It when, like, you once know, a year you or see- something.
Yeah, you see someone on your friends list changing it every single month, you know, and then because after a while, I just don't know who they are anymore.
I know, and they do it because it's funny or fun to them. But I don't think that should be.
Oi!
Yeah, I kind of like how Steam does it. Like, you can change your name whenever you want, which is it can be confusing because you can see people on your friends list that either you don't know or just don't remember. But then you can right click on them or what on your friends list and you can say view aliases. And you can see every name they've ever had that you've seen. So you can always figure out who they are.
And they always have the same Steam ID as well.
You don't change your Steam ID. I don't think you do on RuneScape either.
on RuneScape, they still have the what would be your ID, but it's your login information, and no one sees that. I mean, if you had a central thing that, you know, people could actually go to look at, or, you know, originally known as...
the adventurer's log for it.
Yeah. But... well, it's just another thing that's made the clan chat hard to operate. Yeah.
The only name I change myself to is Shane.
I don't think that guy's going to give it up anytime soon.
No, I don't think so.
Shane666.
No, thank you, Trekkie. Anyways.
It's amazing how you see some of the new names that people have, though. How, I mean, if you think about how they would have been given up and how they got them, I mean, it's amazing that they were available.
Yeah, that too.
That's all.
Okay, favorite quest subline? I'm guessing this is just like favorite quest storyline. So, I'm going to have to say Plague City Elf Series.
Same here. I'm still, I wish they would hurry up and finish it before I die.
Chief?
What? How do you get that? Yeah, I probably have to agree. I mean, I'm not interested in the storylines at all for many things, so that's probably about it. The Plague City one.
Yeah, I combined Paul and Chief there.
Yeah. The Plague City was pretty good, but just to be different from all you three, I'm going to say the Cook's Assistant storyline, because that was just going to stand up. Because that includes the first Grandmaster quest. What do you call it? The Recipe for Disaster.
That's actually a special quest.
I didn't like
it. Don't care. I like it. Good
okay.
Stuff.
And, Kala?
I'm going to be completely different from everyone and say I don't have a favorite subquest line.
Kula's a noob.
I am a noob. No, it's because I don't have a favorite, because a lot of them are really good, and I do like most of the storylines. I sometimes don't like what you have to do in the quest, right? But, I don't know. Storylines are good. So I don't really have a favorite.
Okay. Well, thank you, DoggyLover36. Kala's going to read the next question.
Indeed, I am... Hello, friends, hosts, and fellow RS players. I've finally gotten around to submitting the question after all this time of telling myself I would. How do you feel about going to the doctor and getting checked for hernias? And do you feel different if the doctor is a woman? Okay, well, we'll start off with that, perhaps. So, do any of you like going to the doctors and checking for hernias?
I don't know about any of you guys, but I haven't been checked for hernias at the doctors ever. Is that common?
Haven't been there, haven't done that. Yeah.
Yeah, so, same for me.
It's not really common for people of our age.
You'd have to be
Trekkie,
in
tell
intense
us what a hernia
physical.
Is.
A hernia is the protrusion of an organ or the fascia of an organ through the wall of the cavity that normally contains it. Thank you, Wikipedia. You're a lot of help. By far the most common herniae develop in the abdomen when a weakness in the abdominal wall evolves into a localized hole or defect through which adipose tissue or abdominal organs covered with peritoneum may protrude. And another common hernia involves the spinal discs and causes sciatica.
That really sucks.
And this is why you should do biology, because I actually understand half of that.
good.
And one other thing, though, depending on what country you're living in, and around between age 40 to 45, if you're a guy, you will have to have a prostate exam, which is more or less the same thing. They do the same thing.
Oh, really? I didn't know that's how you check for hernia.
Somewhat. All right. So, and the second part, how do you feel different if a doctor is a woman? If I was married, I'd probably feel a little ashamed showing my butt to a stranger. Then again, I probably wouldn't pick a woman doctor. I'd pick a a guy doctor who's just as much of a jackass as I am.
Yeah, my doctor's a guy as well, and he's Chinese too.
Which one? Did he know? We know what language, dialect he speaks?
No, I don't know.
Does he scream when he talks Chinese?
I would hope.
No.
He probably speaks the English dialect.
Uh-huh.
You know, being from Canada.
A boot?
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the next part. That question was very odd. I don't see why.
Okay. Also, by any chance, have either of you heard of Searchlight? My cousin is the lead singer, and you may have heard their song in Resident Evil Extinction. Thanks for reading my question, and if you don't read it, you will have never been thanked. Bye. Need a skill cape.
Yes, you do. You do need a skill cape.
Encourage them. Skill capes aren't that important.
Yeah, that's true. Goal.
It's about the journey rather than the achievement.
Google.
That's right.
Searchlight.
So have I heard of Searchlight? No, I haven't, but I never play Resident Evil at all, so I do not know if
that was the movie, but...
Oh, I might have seen it, actually. I can't remember. I might have watched it.
I've probably heard it, but I don't
know.
Yeah,
I mean, if I did hear it, then I wouldn't know who sang it.
Google isn't helping.
Sorry.
Yeah, I've never heard of Searchlight either, so I think that's a relative no across the board.
Sorry, my music selection is inadequately outdated. It's so outdated that people now consider it oldies.
Wow. So what do you have, like Beatles and stuff?
Hell no, I hate the Beatles.
Huh. Look at this, Resident Evil Extinction soundtrack. There's a song, track number 15, called Contagious by Searchlight, and it's 4 minutes and 18 seconds.
Oh, look at that. Well done.
I used it in the video. Maybe it wouldn't have gotten Instaban.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, but next question. Chiefy, you want to take that one?
I can do that. Hey, Shane, Chief Snake, Color, Tricky, and Paul. Have you guys ever tried private servers? And if so, have you guys ever tried private servers? And if so, what do you like or dislike about them? Do that one first. No, I have never tried a private server.
Nope. Nada.
I don't
never
know.
Never tried them.
Or dislike.
Nope. Chief, Cooler, no. Nope, we're all legit. Okay, next part.
And how do you
we're
think
all
the
legit.
New treasure trail...
Yay.
How do you think the new treasure trail items will affect RuneScape's economy in the long run? Keep it up, Stone.
Well,
we've sort of already talked about that, haven't we?
Right, yeah, we did. It's really more of the same, so I don't think it's going to be causing much of a problem. I don't think.
Yeah.
Now that we see what it is.
I think it will just sort of blend in.
To be honest, I think the economy of RuneScape is it's a lot worse than before when I came back. When I left, it was okay. When I came back, it was kind of looked really miserable.
It can't really change that much more.
No.
You can't really make it worse than what it already is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure RuneScape will find a way.
Oh yeah, they always do.
That's
you know,
very optimistic of you.
No, I mean it's not optimistic. I said they'll find a way to make it worse.
Oh, okay. <then.
laughs> You think we've seen bad? We haven't seen bad yet.
Yeah, I'd call right now actually a fairly good state of the economy. So. Yeah, it can only go down from here, actually. But I just want to say one thing about the first part. Private servers are illegal, so don't go trying any private servers after hearing them here. So please keep that in mind.
And
we
if
know
you
what
get
Jack
hacked
from.
And if you get hacked, it is not our fault.
And
of course it's
not.
Never our fault.
As you say, and if anything from recent events shows anybody anything, that the private server type crowd will be getting shut down by Jagex. And
so that on Rune 1.
Yes. Oh.
Jagex taking the banhammer to certain websites. That's so good.
Which we won't name or give you any clues as to what they did. So don't look. Yes.
Yep.
We just gave the curiosity.
That question was from
Stone.
Shut up and keep walking forward.
You know, if you do that, you'll eventually fall down.
I did that. Not going into that. All right, so next one.
You can take it.
Hey guys, wondering, are you guys straight or gay? If so, do you have a current girlfriend or boyfriend? And when did you guys begin dating, if at all? We don't answer that for Shane already. Keep up the great show, guys, from Crystal Wise. Gula, you go first.
Well, I'm straight, and I do not have a current girlfriend, and I don't remember when I began dating. I haven't done that for a while. it's because I've decided I'm going to wait for the right one, and I'll know it when it happens. Which is quite unlike Shane. It's quite unlike Shane, actually, but, you know, I just find there's a lot of, you know, pretenders out there, you know.
A lot of riffraff.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'd just say, you know.
Very traditional.
A lot of personality strangeness, you know. I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe, but. No.
Okay, move on.
You, Trekkie.
I'm straight. Current, no. Did I have one before? Yes. That's all. Move on. Move on.
Paul.
Yes. I have a girlfriend. Yay.
Paul's only guy.
Paul's on second.
Yeah, it's been 5 months as of last, it was like 2 weeks ago. So 6 months
you,
is
and
coming
you didn't
up.
Say if, and you didn't say if you're straight or gay.
I said I had a girlfriend, so I kind of assume you kind of just realize, oh, not gay. But okay.
It could be bi.
Could be.
Okay.
Good point.
Yeah, you could be a girl for all we know.
That would be really freaking creepy.
I might as well do myself. I'm gay. I don't currently have a boyfriend, but I'm holding out for Adam Lambert. he's not tweeted me yet, but I'm trying to get somewhere with him.
Get Bono.
We'll see.
He's rich. Bono!
Is he gay?
I don't know.
Oh,
Ryan,
right.
Hey, okay. I know. Ryan,
no, he's straight, but you should still try.
Ryan,
no,
you're scaring me, Brad. You're scaring me.
That was very loud, Shane. I'm straight. I don't have a girlfriend. No, and I don't really want one at this time.
Yeah, we're all nerds except for Paul, who's the only real man in this group.
But he's still a nerd, though, because he's on a RuneScape podcast, so...
Yeah.
He's just a nerd that's managed to found a girlfriend.
Can't really.
Yay. I'll take it.
And, most standards
and Friday, by the way. A week from today. Get to see her again.
Yay! And, no. Straight, yes. No girlfriend or boyfriend, and not interested at this present time, as I said in our first question this week, as for those same reasons.
Indeed.
All right, so let's move on to the next question.
And we're all good. So, good. Yes. Go, Trekkie. You read the last one.
What do you mean by good?
I don't know. Hey, Shane, Brad, I have two questions for you this week. First, if you had the ability to trade a 99 skill and put it into a different skill, what would you and what would it be? Personally, I'd trade 99 attack for Slayer. And secondly, have you completed any clue scrolls since the new update? And if so, have you gotten anything good? Keep up the great show, Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
That's not from old Jeff. It's from a different Jeff. It's from Game Battles Jeff, who we had on back in May about Game Battles. So
still Jeff. What's up?
Right.
Well, if I think that if we had the ability to trade any 99 skill to a different one, it would kind of be a bit of a novelty because everyone would have that ability. I mean, if it's just us, then it would kind of feel like cheating if we traded it for something really amazing, in my opinion. So I would trade it for something that was actually useful if I could. Therefore, I would trade it for farming if I, say, didn't have 99 farming on whatever account I was using for. Or I would trade it for something slightly more interesting that I don't already have. Like, see, that was a whole joke, and no one got it before. Oh, you guys are boring.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't know.
Basically,
maybe Slayer. I kind of actually.
But Slayer is useless.
I just realized.
No, it's not.
But no, yeah, it's not. You would be able to kill things like, I mean, for me, because I only have 80 at the moment, I would be able to kill, say, spiritual mages or abyssal demons and get money from them.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I got 2 whips the other week, which is awesome. Now, if only the price would go back up.
I would trade
on the other hand,
my 99.
Do that, then get those, and then everyone could get money from it, and so it wouldn't be worth it. But
true.
Yes, sorry. Go.
I would trade my 99 farming for 99 runecrafting.
You don't trade farming for it. Trade something like attack or fletching.
Why not? I want to get 99 farming again.
All those potatoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we just trading experience? Because I've got a couple 99 saved up just in attack.
yeah.
Wow. What did you do?
I've got like... I have way too much experience in attack. Yeah.
So how many ways do you know to kill people then if you have lots of experience in attack?
How many weapons are there in a game?
No, no. I mean, how many ways do you know how to kill someone?
Stab,
yeah, but that was the answer
slash.
As well.
How many weapons are there in a game? Does that include clicking? Because one?
That's the only way.
I was talking real life, by the way.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's
depends,
see.
How, depends how many things are in the room, because technically pretty much anything could be used. You could bludgeon somebody, you could stab somebody, you could shoot somebody, you could poison somebody, you could cast somebody out, you could...
Snap their neck.
Castrate
yeah.
them.
Oh my god, that would hurt.
Okay, moving on. So,
Second part.
So, Kola, what would you like to change? Oh, you don't have any 99s, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wait, if I had the ability to trade a 99 skill, so I could trade anyone's in the world, so I'd trade...
Chains farming.
Or trade someone's 99 rune crafting for fletching, because that would be really annoying.
Oh. Oh, that's cruel.
No, if I'd trade my non-existent 99 for something that I don't have 99 in. Makes sense.
Still cruel. Yes.
Yeah, that is cruel. I wouldn't do that. I'm not
okay.
that mean of a person.
Right.
Who did we not do?
Oh, there's a second part to this question.
Huh?
Hurry up.
Well,
yeah,
we've already said
know.
That we haven't done any clue scrolls since the new update, so.
Yeah.
I'd
trade something from attack to, I don't know, runecrafting would be nice. Just for the experience.
Yeah,
money making.
Well, I think that's it for questions, unless anybody has anything else.
That is everything.
Okay, so remember, send in your audio questions to questions@rsbnb.com. Try to keep them under 30 seconds in length, and they will be used on the show. Okay, so on to tech news now, something that Paul was rather excited about this week. And the BlackBerry thing in Saudi Arabia, Paul?
I wasn't excited about it, but it's definitely news. RIM is Research in Motion. They make BlackBerries. And the Saudi Arabian government, along with the United Arab Emirates, I think the UAE has actually already banned BlackBerries, and Saudi Arabia is in talks of banning them. And it's because the encryption that is used for... messaging on the BlackBerry cannot be cracked by the government, so you can't be snooping into your subjects' lives, basically, in that, at least on
That's
their BlackBerry.
Bad.
That's what the government thinks. So, yeah, because it's a unique encryption key that is for each and every device, and RIM doesn't have those keys. Not even RIM can decrypt your data. So that's very nice. And that's why in the United States, BlackBerries are used in the government a lot, because it's very secure, even though all of our data is going to Canada. But we trust you Canadians, so... Yeah.
Yeah, you better trust us.
Canada is the most peace-loving country in the
world.
Always,
It's always the quiet ones, though. That's how I've been. What I've always been told. So, it's
gonna They still don't trust Jim Ball Silly with a hockey team. So, I guess Americans don't trust the Canadians that much.
Yeah, and realize if Canada does start anything, we'll kick their butts really, really quick.
Oh,
that's probably
I'm 20
true.
Miles away from you guys. So, just keep that in mind.
Which is why we wouldn't start anything. Come on, we're peacekeepers.
You guys are the best. You guys make the best diplomats in the world.
Yep.
Well, we do have a lot of allies, though. That is true because we do keep on good terms with almost everyone, except for probably Turkey and.
Hi,
hello.
That's random.
What's that?
It's my sister. Doing a podcast right now, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, world.
Oh, so it's Katie, well. Not Catherine. I'll correct my folder on you for that.
That is so creepy.
Now that it's out in the open, Shane has a file on everybody. Don't tell him anything. He'll keep it.
Yeah, he does. He actually does. He actually showed it to me before. That was extremely. He it's almost Nazi like.
Yeah.
If any of us go to his house, we have to make a pact to try and find it.
it's encrypted. It's encrypted.
Dude, we'll just take a hammer to it.
But it's not BlackBerry encryption.
Unless it's in a safe, we'll just take a hammer to it. And if it is safe, we'll just steal the safe. And throw it in
I have multiple copies of it, actually.
I know how to do thermite, so let's do this.
We do?
Okay, so back to this story here. That was just a nice little tidbit there. Katie and whatnot, but...
and Katie and the whatnot. Yeah. So they mentioned for the Saudi Arabia tie-in, it might be due to they don't want boys and girls to be able to contact each other so easily. Like, right now
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, it's just because, like, their culture, it's not normal to solicit when you're a certain age, I guess. So they at least somebody, I can't remember who it was on Tech News today, but they were saying that they think it's a conspiracy that says, or not conspiracy, they just think the reasoning is that they don't want guys to be able to just hold up a sign saying, this is my phone number, contact me, hottie, or something like that.
Yeah, but you know, thing is, it's an independent country. There's nothing that can be done about it. If they want to run their country that way, let them. I think it's the world's job to kind of maintain a non-interference policy on those kind of things. If they want to run it that way, let them.
Yep.
And we should provide the means for them to do that if they want. So, and you know, I can understand businesses and governments not wanting to be snooped on, but really, what does a normal person have to hide? I'd have no problem with my emails being monitored, and my phone calls being monitored, and my text messages being monitored.
That's kind of bad, actually. I mean, give up a ton of freedom, but yeah.
Sorry, one of these days, should make a fake email and like send a bunch of emails to Shane's email and say they're all he's part of a terrorist plot or something.
And then he'd show up on Canadian news, and we'd all see what he looks like.
Hell yeah!
This is the plan.
Cool. Okay. If you see his face, let us know. Find it on YouTube and post it, and you know, let us see it. All right, cool. That's your job.
All right.
Ow.
Oh, stop. God. Let's hurry up here. This is turning into one little rat hole after another. Apple intros, try before you buy on the App Store. But really what this is a listing of free and light applications that are kind of like demo versions of their pay version counterparts. So if something is a light version, you'd find it here and whatnot. So it's really not trying a full application before you buy.
They never had a category for that?
No, they didn't. This is just new. I looked earlier and I couldn't see it on the App Store, so I'm assuming it's not in the Canadian one yet. Anybody check in the US one yet?
Well, I haven't checked it, but then I have a Motorola Droid and there's a whole like 3 or 4 sections based on free stuff. Oh, not
this
free
is
like
for iTunes.
Free,
And apparently for the Android platform, you can buy an application, and I think within the first, it's either 24 or 48 hours. If you don't like it, you can delete it or whatever, and you get your money back. So that's kind of nice.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I suppose that's
good about the platform there. So, yeah, if you're interested in these kind of applications and maybe giving them a try before you buy, check out the try before you buy category if you are not able to find a light version on your own. And just another little quickie before we wrap the show up. Windows 7 has finally overtaken Windows Vista, and it is less than a year old.
That's taken a long time. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
But people were on XP, and maybe the computers couldn't run it.
I know, but if they were already on Vista, you'd think that you just... I mean, Windows 7 doesn't take a lot to run. You can run it on a crappy old machine. But,
to be honest,
it still takes quite a lot if you want to run it well. But
yeah, that's true.
Well, to be honest, on my old crappy laptop, when I installed Windows 7, I liked it. But the problem was it would actually crash my computer every once in a while, which was really annoying because it did it right in the middle of one of my classes when I was doing a presentation. That totally
sucked. Ouch!
That's embarrassing.
They just upgraded to Windows 7 from Windows XP at the place that I work a couple of days ago.
Yay!
They upgraded their Windows computers anyway, not the Macs.
Yeah. Macs suck.
They are working on getting rid of the Macs, though. They just bought two new Windows computers.
What? Why?
Well, phasing them out.
Why would you do such a thing?
Because there is only one person who actually uses them, and there are three Macs. The other
Take
two people
home.
Who used to use them left.
Oh, that's sad. But anyways, it's been nine months since it's been released. It's 10% market share, and they have sold 175 million licenses so far. So congratulations, Windows 7.
SoundCloud.
Anybody else have anything on this before I move on to other things?
Well, it did do it a lot faster than Windows Vista over... Has Windows Vista still overtaken Windows XP?
No,
never will. XP still has the most.
Yeah, so I guess it tells you something about Windows 7, man.
Yeah,
it's a good.
Or it actually tells you more about Windows Vista.
Yeah. And on a random Windows note, before we move on to other things, make sure if you haven't already done your update from Monday, do that because the .lnk little debacle. Should definitely be patched ASAP, and it is, so do it.
You know, that just gives me a good fuzzy feeling inside when they patch these kind of things, and I know I'm running a safe operating system.
As far as you know.
With Windows or Mac or Linux, I feel like I'm sitting on a ticking time bomb sometimes. Anyways.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Be
quiet. Sorry.
Alrighty, so RSBNB Informer Roundup for July. You can find that at informer.rsbnb.com. A little overview of everything we've done in July, from top 10 quests, PvP hybrids, holiday items, and double XP weekend planning. And Paul's keeping your article cool. I mean, keeping your laptop cool. Article
part two.
Yes. Oh, part two. I labeled that as part one. And I talked about what an operating system is. And, of course, we also had a guest article from Devo, which talked about the process of writing a song. So if you're interested in any of these subjects at all, head on over to informer.rsbnb.com, and you can find all of the articles from July and new ones coming out starting next week. So, Caleb,
hooray.
Do we have anything else to say with Informer? I don't think so.
I don't think so, actually. No.
Just remember to, if you have any Informer questions, read the topic and then post in our Q&A thing. That would be nice if we could actually get that
some
going.
Feedback.
For the feedback.
That's how it worked.
Okay. All right. So, anything else you guys have to add?
Yeah, I want to talk about Skill of the Month now because Chief was supposed to... was supposed to win last month's Skill of the Month, but he didn't.
Hey, shush. I did well. For me.
Yeah, in this range, Skill of the Month, it's the same as it was last week. So, Chief, you finished what? Fourth, and then 887 finished third, and Vettel finished second, and Warren won with a grand total of 6.2 million XP gained, which is more than half of all was gained by everyone else.
What was
but the
it?
August Skill of the Month is Hunter. It was ranged. August is Hunter. So, currently I am Hunter is winning with 2.1 million XP gained. And
very,
MLI
very apt name.
699 is winning or in second place with 1.5 million XP gained. Then in third is Minus 199307 at 467k. So,
this
Hunter,
could be tight.
You know, Hunter never.
Based on the XP gain that Tim made, MLI, you can pretty. I mean, you can see that anyone has a chance at the moment. I mean, if they.
Yeah, Hunter,
I mean, from last month, you can gather that as well. It's. Yeah, Hunter is another one that you
Hunter
can get a lot of XP.
Skill.
In
someone
if you
got 99 in 2 weeks, and I think.
That sounds like Tim. I don't know if it actually.
You know, you could get.
Sure, he could.
Anybody, this is still anyone's game, so if you're in Skill of the Month, get XP. You never know what could happen. And just remember Skill of the Year.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Okay, I see.
And it does count for Skill of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, always, yeah.
So, okay. the more than half of you that don't have XP, get XP.
Because otherwise Tim will win Skill of the Year.
I think he's already won Skill of the Year if you look at it. Unless we bring in a new point system.
So, all right.
Don't say that. It's anyone's game. Get XP.
All right, so let's start wrapping this up.
In the last 2 months.
Let's start wrapping this up.
Yep, I'm working on that. This week we are announcing our birthday contest winner. Anybody... was entered into this who submitted a question, audio, or text. If you didn't enter your name, then you weren't entered. So, I mean, if you didn't want to enter, you just had to say so. So, right now, randomly, we are going to pick our contest winner. I have rigged up a little PHP script to generate a random number here. So, here we go.
The winner is... One Stone Pone.
There we go. Winner is One Stone Pone. We'll be contacting you after the show has been published to get your contact information to arrange a time for you to come on the show. Thanks to everybody who submitted a question. Your names were entered. You just didn't get picked, unfortunately.
Wonder how random that really was. But, all right.
He was blasting it through our... headphones earlier. It's very random.
Over and over again.
Yeah, it is random, so.
Alright, let's...
Has a pick for us this week?
I can do a pick if you want me to.
I forgot
Okay,
to.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my pick is LastPass. I'll put the link in the notes momentarily. LastPass is a cross-browser, cross-platform, so you can have it on your handheld device or your Mac, Linux, Windows machine. It's a browser plugin that stores all your passwords and any other data you want to give it, like text data, and it'll fill in information for you, and you basically log in once. It decrypts your password store locally, and then it will stay logged in for as long as you want it to be and do everything for you, and then you can just log out and be done. It has a ton of other features, like one-time passwords. So if you're at school, for example, and you are worried that you might have a keylogger on the computer, you could use the one-time password, and no one else could log in with that one-time password again because it's one time. There's paid and there's a free, and the free gives you all these features that I'm talking about, and the paid is, I think, like $1 a month or something, and gives you some other stuff. But there's also a Security Now episode. I can also give you a link for that, and that'll tell you a lot more about it. It's very secure, and I'd highly recommend it.
They have a nice website.
Yep.
You know, I tried it, Paul, but it seemed
Bless you.
It seemed overly complicated to get going, like the UI and whatnot.
It's very simple. I've been using bless you since the middle of that episode, and I kind of didn't like it at first, but I've gotten used to it, and it's great. It knows everything, and the security behind it is just bulletproof, so I'm not too concerned about anything. I've got one-time passwords printed out in somewhere that I carry around with me, so I can...
Really? I think
yes,
me
I
and
do.
Shane have multiple levels of password from range from level 1 to level 5.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, though. It can give you your own password. So you just say, generate password, and it can create anything with lowercase letters, uppercase, numbers, or special characters, or a mix of those, anywhere from one character, which would be kind of really bad password, all the way up to, I think, 64 characters or something like that. So you can have a very random, unique password. And it'll just remember it, so that's fine. And it'll fill it in for you whenever you want it to. So
yeah, you know, that's something I need to do. I need to update my whole armory of authentication things, you know? So I might give it a try again. We'll see. But that's good. So you can find that in the notes at update.rsbnb.com. So what have we been doing? Let us start this week since he seems a little bit antsy. Trekkie, what you been up to this week?
Crafting. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, what else?
And a little bit of slaying. And a little bit of slaying, looking for clue scrolls. That's about it. I'm trying to go for 99 crafting, even though my method is completely stupid. But I'm making money, so I'm not complaining.
Okay, any real life stuff you want to share?
School starts in the end of the month, so that sucks.
Okay. let's talk to Kala then. What have you been doing?
Well, my sister got married on Saturday, so
yay!
There's two RSBNB mod sisters that got married this summer.
Who was the other one?
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Told you Shane wouldn't know the difference between me and another Asian guy.
Ooh.
You're our only Asian guy, Trekkie.
Yeah.
So they're off on their honeymoon to Disneyland, so I get to pick them up next week sometime at the airport.
You're going to Disneyland to pick them up?
No, to the airport to pick them
up. Oh, okay.
And let's see, what am I doing? Well, my parents are up at the cabin, so I got the whole house to myself starting this evening, so I'm not sure what to do.
Party!
Yeah, you can tell I'm a real nerd, eh? We'll have to see what happens, I guess.
Shane, you're up for a drive?
perhaps.
Up for a what?
Okay.
A drive.
You can't drive, though.
Sure I can. I have a submergible car that was made in the 1960s.
Seriously?
No.
Uh-uh.
I just...
Paul, what have you been doing?
Not too much, and it's been awesome.
All right, speaking of driving, I go for my full license test on Wednesday. So that's
really? Wow. I'm actually taking a driving lesson on Wednesday as well. I'm only on my learner's license, but I'm going to go get my restricted sometime next month, which is the first opportunity I can take for it. So.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
That is really neat. That's very proactive of me.
But no, it's much... No, I mean, I waited like 2 years before I got my learner's, which is 2 years more than anyone else waited. So,
No,
congratulations, Kala, because yours is a much higher achievement than mine.
Oh, thank you. Now let's get Shane off of his ass, because that was one of his goals for the summer, he told me, and he still hasn't gone to get his...
Yeah, that was.
And you could have gone when you were 14.
I know. I know. I don't know why.
You guys on the road when you're 14. Holy crap.
They do.
Bastard Albertans, they have 2 years lower restrictions than we do here in British Columbia. It's really annoying. I mean, you can get your full license at 16 there. You have to wait until you're 19 here. So he could have even gone earlier, and he still hasn't.
Yeah, it just hasn't been important. But Paul, you want to say anything else?
Make sure to come to the TF2 event on Monday.
Yes.
All right, I need to get the server ready for that. Thanks for reminding me.
Yep, we've got special maps, and we're going to have party hats, as in TF2 party hats. Sorry, not the actual crown things, although we could, maybe. Anyway, no. It's going to be good. We've got some maps and a Castle Wars map. So.
Oh, good.
Come on, come on.
That's good.
That'd be good.
Yep.
And finally, Chief, what have you been doing?
Not that much, actually. I can't really remember. I've just been doing the school and work.
Yeah,
I don't know. Have I done anything else that I told you about that was interesting? I haven't been
doing
much
really.
RuneScape. No. So I've got no stories to tell.
You started slaying, though.
Only because I wanted a treasure trail thing, and I never really got one. No, I didn't get one at all. I was killing steel dragons last night.
You got biscuits. You got 5 biscuits.
Oh yeah, but I had already been saving that level 1 treasure trail for months and months. I just couldn't be bothered doing it. So I did it today. I mean, last night, and yeah, I got biscuits. But no, I was killing steel dragons last night, and I still didn't get anything, which really disappointed me.
It was after you did your clue, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just making sure, because that would explain a lot.
Yeah. And I didn't get any from, what are they called? Spectres, either, Aberrant Spectres. So, yeah, very disappointing. But I don't care. If RuneScape doesn't want to give me treasure trails, then that's okay. I just won't play RuneScape. So there.
So there, indeed.
Okay, so... That just leaves me, I guess, nothing really out of the ordinary. Coding this week, working on the thing that is called RuneWire. I don't want to say much else about it, but just that. And just little random things, you know, like I get an urge to do something and I do something like I did today. I investigated something you guys might be seeing next week. I'm not sure if we will or not. Me and Chief are going to talk about that further after the show. But one thing I did do this week, I did do some video editing. I edited up the video of last week's Dagonoth King boss takedown event. But with that, the music
YouTube
got nerfed
sucks.
Rather quickly. So I have to do another mixdown of that, and then you can watch it for the visuals now. But really, it's a lot better with the music, because the music kind of goes with what was happening in the video. So I'm going to see what I can do about that. So. That's it, though. Unless I think we can be done with this. Do we have anything else? Yes, no, maybe so.
Nope.
Shane is really bad in StarCraft 2. That's all I'm saying. But he's learning. I'm teaching him.
No, we won.
Slowly.
We
I'm
won,
teaching
though.
Him.
We won. Mike and I won 2 games last night.
I'm actually curious to see those 2 videos just to see what you did.
Okay, I'll send them to you. I'll send them to you. But that's about it. It's StarCraft 2 as well. So I think we're going to say RSBNB update 268 is done, and we will see you guys all next week for
that's
King Kala.
Right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Penknife Ensign.
That'd be me. Goodbye.
And Trekkie.
You could almost get Trekkie's name from Penknife and Sin. I made a joke.
I was thinking that too, but then I was,
really? Oh, it was just the way Shane said it, though. I would never have thought of it before.
That was the first thing in my mind. Are you talking about me? I was like, what?
And, of course, Chief Snake and me will be back next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, take care. Good night.
It's me to leave.